This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Syrian war monitoring group says 7 children were among 9 civilians killed by regime artillery fire on Saturday in Syria's last major rebel stronghold of Idlib in the country's northwest. The shelling also wounded around 15 others, according to the Syria Observatory for Human Rights. Saturday's death toll is one of the highest since an international ceasefire came into force in March 2020. But there are frequent violations of the truce, brokered by regime ally Russia and rebel backer Turkey. Russian warplanes have pounded the southern Idlib region over the past weeks in tandem with artillery shelling by regime forces, according to the monitor. The war in Syria has killed nearly 500,000 people since it started in 2011, with the brutal repression of peaceful demonstrations. Afghan officials Saturday claimed hundreds of Taliban fighters have been killed in battles with government forces across several areas of Afghanistan, as Washington announced it would finish withdrawing its troops from the country by the end of August. All U.S. and NATO troops Friday vacated their main Bagram air base, from where the coalition forces led operations for 2 decades against the Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies. The Afghan Ministry of Defense said Saturday, over the past 24 hours, more than 300 Taliban fighters were killed in fighting with government forces, including many in airstrikes. There have been fears Afghan forces would struggle without the air support that the United States has provided. The Taliban rejects the government claims. Both sides often exaggerate each other's casualties, and their claims are difficult to independently verify. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Thousands of people took to the streets of Burkina Faso on Saturday, demanding a stronger response to the rising jihadist bloodshed after a massacre last month killed more than 130 people. The landlocked West African country has faced increasing attacks by jihadist groups linked to Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State since 2015. It was the first march organized by the opposition and civil society groups since President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore was re-elected last year. Burkina Faso's president had asked the organizers to postpone the march, but the country's opposition leader welcomed, quote, a huge mobilization across the country despite government calls for a boycott. He claims during Kabore's first term there were officially more than 1,300 deaths, and 1.2 million internally displaced people. He adds, quote, it's feared that the second term will be worse than the first because since the start of the year, we've had more than 300 deaths. Somalia's government said Saturday a suicide bombing attack by the Al-Shabaab jihadist group on a crowded tea shop in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killed 10 people and wounded dozens. The death toll from the attack, which targeted a tea shop near heavily guarded government institutions on Friday evening, is higher than the 4 earlier reported. An official says a suicide bomber wearing a vest detonated a device near a hotel, killing at least 10 people with dozens injured. The Al-Qaeda-linked group swiftly claimed responsibility for the attack. Al-Shabaab, which is fighting to overthrow the internationally backed government in Mogadishu, regularly attacks government and civilian targets in the capital. The group controlled it until 2011 when it was pushed out by African Union troops but still holds territory in the countryside. Russia reported its 5th day of a record for daily COVID-19 deaths in a row on Saturday as countries around the world rush to contain the rapid spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The variant is fueling a resurgence of the virus, which has already killed nearly 4 million people, forcing numerous nations to reimpose restrictions well over a year after the pandemic first swept the world. Indonesia imposed a partial lockdown on Saturday, a day after reporting more new records for daily cases and deaths. Elsewhere in Southeast Asia, Myanmar ordered 2 million people in the second city of Mandalay to stay at home Friday, as the coup-hit country struggles to contain coronavirus cases. Iran, battling the Middle East's deadliest outbreak of the coronavirus, has warned it could be about to be hit by yet another wave of infections. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.